This is KUT. We got two very different snapshots last week of the Texas Senate race between Republican incumbent Ted Cruz and his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke. First was a poll that showed Cruz with a 9-point lead, but the very next day, the O'Rourke campaign announced it had raised a record-breaking $38 million in the last 3 months, more than three times what the Cruz campaign had raised. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports on why it's so hard to tell what's going on in this race.
Michael Sauceda lives in Harlingen, Texas. That's in South Texas, about 20 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. Sauceda has lived in Texas his whole life, and he says he's noticed that things are a little different during this current election. For one, he's been noticing a lot more people knocking on doors in his neighborhood.
Well, a lot of different people coming around. I mean, it hasn't just been once. People have been walking through the neighborhood. You know, don't forget, vote. Early voting starts on October 22nd.
There's a lot of money flowing into the state right now, which means there's a lot of people knocking on doors and making sure folks are voting. And Sauceda is probably going to be seeing a lot more of these folks, particularly from Beto O'Rourke's campaign. That's because the campaign has a lot of money to spend, and they have set their sights on people who don't typically vote.
Yeah, you know, getting to people who typically don't vote is really difficult.
That's Brandon Rodinghouse. He's a political science professor at the University of Houston. Rodinghouse says campaigns are notoriously bad at reaching non-voters because it takes a lot of work. He says studies have shown campaigns have to connect with a non-voter in one form or another at least 6 to 8 times before that person votes.
That's a lot of interaction, and it's expensive to be able to not only do that, but also to do that in a way that you can recreate and continuously do.
But unlike a lot of statewide Democratic campaigns in Texas, O'Rourke's campaign has a lot of money right now.
I still think it's a margin of error race.
That's Albert Morales with a national Latino polling firm called Latino Decisions. He says all the money and the excitement around the Cruz O'Rourke race has made polling a little harder. For one, he says a lot of people have registered to vote in Texas since the last midterm election in 2014, about 1.6 million people to be exact. California, for example, grew its voter rolls by 1.5 million people. It could be population growth is fueling a lot of this. But Morales says his hunch is that the O'Rourke campaign is reaching out to voters that typically don't get attention from campaigns.
But he's just added, I think, a lot of new voters into the mix that aren't going to be showing up in a lot of these polls that folks are doing.
Morales says people shouldn't put too much stock in the polls they see. He says the fact that there are so many new voters in the mix right now means there are a lot of unknowns. And Morales says it's hard for pollsters to predict what the electorate is going to look like.
None of these 1.6 million new voters are going to be showing up in any of the polling that's ongoing and that's been ongoing. They're just not.
And surge elections in general are hard to poll. Brandon Rodinghouse says pollsters are going to have to blend a bunch of turnout models from different years to somehow try to predict what the electorate is going to look like.
Like so much of polling, it's a little bit of art and a little bit of science.
Rodinghouse says this isn't easy to do and it creates other problems.
The problem is that for all pollsters, that creates some uncertainty in a model where you think you know what will happen, but you don't completely know. So modeling people who don't typically vote or a big surge of partisans in an election that typically doesn't have a lot of partisans could be a real problem and difficult to be able to really figure out.
That doesn't mean polls are wrong, by the way. Most people who know anything about Texas politics think this is still Ted Cruz's race to lose. And if Beto O'Rourke is elected, it will be really shocking to most people who follow politics closely in Texas. But Morales and Rodinghouse both say that polls don't show the whole picture. Sometimes things like crowd sizes and money are a useful measure as well. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Thank you.